This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1277, Two Truths About Performance Improvement, and From Beat Down to Build Up, both by Brian Shelton of AubreyDaniels.com. And I am Dan, and I'm your host and narrator here on OWD, where I read to you from some of the very best blogs in the world that focus on career and your work life. So today we're going to hear from Aubrey Daniels' site, a couple of guest posts from Brian Shelton. And because they are on the shorter side, I'm giving you a two-for-one today. So let's get to our two posts from Brian as we optimize your life. Two Truths About Performance Improvement by Brian Shelton of AubreyDaniels.com. When it comes to influencing behavior in organizations, there are two truths that need to be considered. These truths relate to two major aspects of the organizational culture: the systems operating in the organization, and the leadership practices that are allowed or encouraged within the organization. When it comes to any performance improvement endeavor, understanding each of these influences separately and together can help organizations move away from jumping to quick fix or cheap solutions that will likely produce little to no ROI to solutions that produce sustained results. Truth one, you can't good job someone's behavior through a bad system. People behave in the context of their environment, how the workplace is designed, including the processes, procedures, and systems companies establish, all have a profound impact on behavior. If we put people in a bad system, the system will prevail. To quote Dr. Edwards Deming, a bad system will beat a good person every time. Bad systems are created when they set someone up to fail. For instance, poor training systems, cumbersome engineering, lack of tools and resources, or overly complicated SOPs. When they have demotivators or punishment built into doing the work the right way, like extra time, effort, or frustration, or they actively encourage undesired behaviors. In such a system, it would feel like someone saying, "Stop it," every time someone does the desired behaviors, or "Go ahead and do that again," when undesired behaviors occur. Adding some occasional positive feedback in these systems will often not be enough to create or sustain meaningful performance improvement. Simply because the volume of the system's naturally produced feedback is too loud. Even if leadership could provide enough positive feedback to create some desired behavior change without addressing the system's issues, the sustainment of the behavior change would be dependent on that level of feedback. Therefore, as soon as the current levels of feedback from leadership dropped, behavior would be again pulled in the direction that the bad system is encouraging. The system will prevail. And truth two, a good system will not withstand poor leadership practices. How leaders attempt to influence behavior within an organization will also significantly impact behaviors seen in the organization. Even in systems that have been purposefully designed to provide positive reinforcement for desired behaviors, poor leadership practices will have a detrimental effect on the workforce. Leadership practices such as only focusing on results, exception management, ignoring desired behaviors, downplaying accomplishments, treating workers as replaceable objects, and over-relying on punishment will not only have the direct effect of creating have-to performance levels, but it will also likely have an interaction effect of decreasing the positive reinforcing value produced by the system. To state it another way, poor leadership practices can take the fun out of winning, and once the fun is gone, what's the point? The best designed systems and processes will lose their ability to encourage behavior if poor leadership practices are common. In these cases, poor leadership practices will prevail. The behaviors seen at all levels of the organization are a product of the system, the leadership practices, and the interactions between those two influences. Creating an organization that deliberately produces high and sustainable performance requires both a systems approach and an understanding of behavior science. One without the other will likely produce suboptimal results and whack-a-mole rework as the behaviors of the performers are being influenced in different directions. A good system makes work as easy as possible and provides a sense of winning through built-in feedback and positive reinforcement. Good leadership practices create or give meaning, reinforcing value, to consequences produced by systems, which can further optimize performance. They also encourage and recognize good work, performance improvement, and focus on purposefully developing people to their full potential. Organizations should invest heavily both in systems and leadership improvement. By addressing the two truths, organizations can create sustained performance improvement. From Beat Down to Build Up by Brian Shelton of AubreyDaniels.com. Recently, during a leadership workshop I was facilitating, a participant approached me at a break and told me he wanted more out of his direct reports. I wanted to know why his current approach was not producing the desired effect. While I completely believed his sincerity, it became clear why he was getting the bare minimum from his team. He repeatedly said, quote, "I tell my direct reports all the time, don't make me do my job," end quote. As we continued the conversation, I asked him in several different ways if he saw any connection between his approach to management and the product of his direct reports' behavior. He kept answering my questions with different versions of, "If they would just do their job, I wouldn't have to do mine." I must admit, I was glad when the break was over, since it was clear he did not see the disconnect between wanting discretionary effort and managing through fear. I've been thinking about this conversation ever since. Based on our discussion, this person seemed to see his job as a harbinger of discipline, seeing fear as his main management technique. Unfortunately, this is not an uncommon management style, as many companies promote employees into leadership positions without any training and development in people management or leadership skills. To make things worse, many organizations have designed systems, processes, and policies to support and even promote this management style. These shortcomings in company design often lead to over-relying on discipline as a main management technique. This way of managing people within an organization produces many predictable direct and indirect effects that risk the organization's long-term success. "Do what I say or else" is a management approach that emphasizes error hunting, using the position of authority as a threat, and using fear to manage people. While this approach may produce some behavior change in the short term, the long-term effects are detrimental to direct reports and the organization. These adverse side effects include bare minimum levels of performance, performers reluctant to try anything new, feelings of anger or distrust toward that leader and the organization, and high turnover. Leadership is not about beating employees into submission. It's about inspiring them to become great. The building-up approach to management is the only way to create this type of excellence. It is done through the purposeful coaching of critical behaviors to build the skills and knowledge of employees. This approach relies heavily on creating a compelling goal, setting up people for success by providing the right tools and resources, training to drive exemplary performance, and providing helpful feedback and positive reinforcement to ensure sustained behavior change. When organizations and leaders are focused on the deliberate development of their people and ensure there is a high density of positive reinforcement for the critical behaviors, they will get more out of employees. Organizations should invest in the proactive coaching skills of their leaders and create systems and processes that support this investment. By investing in a building-up approach, organizations will have better leaders and a high-performing workforce. You just listened to the posts titled "Two Truths About Performance Improvement" and "From Beat Down to Build Up," both by Brian Shelton of AubreyDaniels.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thanks a lot to Brian for letting us share not one, but two great posts for you today. Brian applies his knowledge and expertise in strategic planning to help organizations align employee performance with company goals. Brian helps clients create improvement across a variety of business metrics, including company growth, profitability, customer service, vision alignment, leadership development, and culture change. His behavior-based approaches and applications have supported clients' improvement initiatives, leadership development, and the design and implementation of performance pay systems. So you can show Brian some support by checking out aubreydaniels.com. That's aubreydaniels.com. And that's going to bring us to the end of today's episode. I do hope you enjoyed both of our posts, and thanks so much for listening all the way through. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.